You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions on the show are always expressed with a certain joie de vivre. Please consult a doctor before listening, as laughter can be infectious. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your top-down, wind-in-your-hair, Saturday morning automotive thrill ride. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, but right now, love us on Zoomer Radio.
All right. You just makes them so happy that I almost got a hernia doing that. But
I don't know. I don't want you to hurt yourself, Steve.
No, I would try not to, but you know, you got to do the exercises in the morning before you get dressed.
Well, you know, and it's because Al's not here.
No, Al is away. We gave him the day off because he was begging enough, so we did that. So I know, Al, you're listening because you were apparently going to be very busy. So hi, and make sure the table's all set. And as Charlie said, to all our listeners who celebrate, as do I, the tribe, Shana Tova, a happy new year. And it is a gorgeous day out there.
Yeah, it sure is.
I'm surprised you don't have, well, I'm sure you will be racing it or driving another new car very soon today.
Well, I was already. Started the day with the new Mazda MX-5 with a top down.
And you, I can't resist this. You know that because you let into this.
Yeah.
Brian is sort of, well, like most of us are getting hair challenged at this age. So because he had the top down, you had to put your lid on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I put my triangle tire hat on.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And it's a cool color, too.
It works for me.
Yeah.
It's totally my style.
Yeah. Beautiful. And it's a gorgeous day. So I know a lot of people listen to the show on the air in their car. So careful while you're driving because there are people that are stealing cars all over the place. And because of that, a reasonably comfortable segue. We have
that was pretty smooth, Steve.
Yeah, not bad. Dale Robinson is in from Auto Watch Canada. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
We are, just get a little close to the microphone.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Nobody's going to come in and steal you away right now.
Nope,
but Dale, we've had so much response in the last couple weeks about car theft and what the H to do about it. And so, Dale, you're going to go and talk about a whole bunch of different things. So
absolutely.
Tell us briefly what Auto Watch Canada is all about and the ghost.
So with Auto Watch Canada, we have an immobilization system that is integrated within your car. It is a complete system that shuts the vehicle down. There is no RF frequencies or anything to pick up on.
Right.
Therefore, it makes it virtually impossible for a vehicle to be stolen. If it's towed away, that's a different story.
Uh-huh. So we will hold you. We'll hold you there.
But that's basically the only way you can steal a car equipped with your technology.
Exactly. We've had over a million installs worldwide, and we've had zero thefts.
Because everybody, you know, when we started talking about this a few weeks ago, a lot of it is, well, I got the club. And, you know, that club does how well?
It's definitely a deterrent.
Yeah, it might just slow somebody down, but if somebody really wants your car, the club's not going to bother them.
So what I've been reading and listening to this show, actually, because I do learn some things, is if you got the club, it basically just smash your window and steal your steering wheel,
right? Steering wheel, put one cut through the steering wheel, pull the steering wheel apart, slip the club off. It's literally less than a minute.
We'll get into more of that throughout the hour. And you're welcome to call in if you get a chance. Plus, who else do we have on the show today?
We have Sandra Macedo from The Auto Loft and PC Sean Shapiro.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, serious.
Sean is going to talk about some other stuff because, as you know, by listening to him quite a bit, he's very laid back and has tons of information. So, auto theft, some great car club events coming up, and a lot more. So, get a coffee, enjoy the sunshine, pull up a chair and join us. As we would say, take us out, Bri.
You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Steve Scheinman, not Alan Gelman, because he's not allowed to be here today,
yep.
And Dale Robinson from Auto Watch Canada.
It's an amazing day, and like so many people are going to be out, I would think, you know, maybe washing their cars, getting things ready so it looks good, because my car is, I don't know, got so dirty on a week. I shouldn't go anywhere.
Well, Steve, I got to say that there is one major upside to my life, and that is I drive a new car every Monday, and they're always clean.
So, you know, we were talking about it, you guys were a few weeks ago, about the unknown story that nobody else is telling about VOC levels in products such as, we can mention them.
Yeah, of course.
Well, WD-40.
WD-40 is all over the news because they issued a press release about it. And they in essence, there was some legislation passed federally a couple years ago. It's coming into effect January 1st, and nobody's really reported on it. But a lot of car care products are affected. That includes WD-40, Brake Clean.
Mothers?
So I pulled a bunch of stuff that I had in my car cleaning bin.
Yeah, I saw
and
that,
I found like six or seven things that will be banned. Unfortunately, nobody's done a deep dive on this. There is no list. But what it comes down to is a lot of your favorite car care products, household cleaning products, and personal care products will either no longer be on the shelf or be totally reformulated by January 1st.
Amazing. So, like, nobody's talking about this. Yes, because there could be advertisers on their network. So,
shocker.
Imagine that.
Yes.
So, I'm in Canadian Tire.
Yes.
Earlier
on
this week.
You've got a story about this.
Yes. I walk in there because there's such great service down there. And it's like, is anybody here? So you can just use your app, sir, and find a product. So anyway, I go into the automotive section, and I'm looking for WD-40.
Yeah.
And the guy who was probably about 3 years old who was serving me was saying, we have some left. And I went, really? You know what's happening with this thing? He said, no, but we've sold like four or five caseloads in the last week.
Uh-huh.
So I guess everybody's sort of hearing about this.
Yeah.
They've taken them. They're going to be on the shelf, but there's going to be probably a price increase. Imagine that.
The federal
not
government.
Not just them.
No, and it's not just them. They just happen to be in the news, but there's tons of things like Brake Cleaner, I found. A Quick Detailer, a lot of that stuff is going to be banned or reformulated.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, a lot of women out there are going to be disappointed that their favorite personal care products, like hairspray, for example, will be banned or reformulated by January 1st.
So this is all for the VOC.
This is all for the volatile organic compounds. And the funny thing is, there are still a lot of VOCs that are going to remain sort of legal as of January 1st.
Yeah.
And they're just picking on a bunch of them. It's
Rain-X is another one.
Rain-X is another one. Rain-X, the Rain-X treatment for your glass and similar products, straight up banned. It's going to be very difficult for them to reformulate.
I'm wondering about some of the windshield washer fluids that you buy.
Yeah,
like when it gets really cold, you buy the pink stuff.
Yep.
Well, I bought it last year, so we're going up to my son's place up north, and I'm spraying the windshield, and all of a sudden it's like I'm feeling like it's. I could put on the doors right now and have a good time driving. This stuff is strong.
I wonder about some of the wheel cleaners. They
sell. Oh,
yeah. They are caustic.
Yeah, so a lot of the wheel cleaners and a lot of the tire cleaners and tire treatments will also have to be reformulated or outright banned. It's a wide-reaching
bit
of legislation.
And like nobody's talking.
Nobody talk, and we we talked about this a little last week. The reason is there's nobody does journalism anymore. And unfortunately, this
harsh. Ooh, that's harsh.
Yeah, it's true. So it requires a whole lot of understanding. You gotta read two pieces of legislation and then read the safety data sheet for the product that you're interested in. And then you can understand whether it meets the requirements for 2024 or will be probably banned or reformed.
The other one that you mentioned was, it was called Goo-Goo?
Goo-Gon.
Goo-Gon.
And I actually used that. So I found it. I'm like, oh, I've been looking for this.
It's just great.
I had to clean some stuff off of one of my car racing helmets. So it worked perfectly.
Well, we had, in an earlier life, we had a paint store many moons ago. So they brought in new regulations for the paint industry to drop the VOC levels because people were, you know, if you have kids painting a nursery, one day, ashy, you never know. And so they had to reformulate everything. So people come in and go, I want to get that new paint that's got VOC levels so my kid will be safe. Hey, great. What color do you want? I'd like it in a yellow. Well, as soon as you drop in tint, that's all out the door.
Exactly. So speaking of paint, like paint thinners are also fall under this legislation as well. So if you regularly paint and use paint thinner, well, get some now.
So I would think people who may be out, like today, like is a great day to wash your car.
Yes.
On your driveway.
So car washes. A lot of the car cleaning products.
Yeah.
Wax. Car wax. All kinds of stuff fall into this legislation. So
clean your car today.
Yeah, clean your car today. Go buy your products today. The stuff that you really like, go stock up on that today.
It's amazing. Sure. It's amazing what's happened. We're going to be talking later on this hour with Dale Robinson, who's in studio today with Auto Watch Canada. But next, the very effervescent PC Sean Shapiro is going to tell us some more stories about... just stay with us. All right? Brian, hashtag Alan Gellman's not here because of...
Because he's not allowed to be
That's
here.
That's right. Take us out.
You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Steve Scheinman and Dale Robinson from Auto Watch Canada. And joining us on the line is PC Sean Shapiro, the most famous police officer from Toronto Police Service. And Sean, again, on my drive down this morning, I proved the rule that Tesla drivers are the worst drivers on the planet.
No kidding. What did you see?
They're not paying attention. They must be driving on their so-called,
full self-driving.
That's because they were not paying attention.
And they're also extremely sorry, Sean. When you're in studio, you can do that. they are fast.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they do more. If it's 60 in a zone, they're doing like 80. I'm privileged. I can do this. Go ahead.
I wouldn't say it's just Tesla drivers who are deciding to make up their own speed limits. It seems to be a lot of drivers out there who think it's a suggestion rather than the actual posted limit, but that's another story. I will say that when I was coming down during Honda Indy, I noticed a number of Teslas that seemed to be having some confusion around pylons because of road closures. It was like Hunt and Beck moving and turning and looking for an opening. So that full self-drive is not full self-drive. It's not autonomous. It's beta software, and I actually don't think it's a good idea to use.
Yeah, Sean, I agree. I don't like participating in a beta test that I didn't sign up for.
Well, they did sign up for it, but everyone else on the road didn't. That's
exactly
that makes it. A bit of a difference. Like, what the heck are you doing? They were going over the cement blocks or what?
No, what was happening is they were coming to a stop, right. If you could put it a little bubble above them, they looked confused. And then they'd make a little turn to adjust, and guess what? There were more pylons. So they'd make a little turn and stop, and it was just this. And then eventually the driver kicked into actual driver mode, took over, and drove the other way.
Sean, we were talking the other day because it looked to me like there was a car in my neighborhood that kind of looked stolen, and it was sitting there to be, you know, in a little bit of a cooling off thing. Turned out it wasn't stolen, but this is a real problem in the city, isn't it?
There's a couple of things at work. One, we're seeing a lot of vehicle thefts from all types of makes, models. Doesn't have to be fancy schmancy cars. It could be anything. Thieves will take that car, often dump it in a location, and wait for, as you said, cooling off, so it's not a freshly stolen vehicle, and then they'll go back and retrieve it later when they think it's safe. Those vehicles, if you see something odd, it's certainly worth calling police to notify, because it could be a vehicle with minor damage. It could be one with no license plates like the one you saw, and that's part of it. And then there's a whole other element where we have vehicles that are being revinned and sold. Revin being they take the vehicle identification number and replace it with a legitimately wrecked car, and then try and sell that to an unsuspecting customer.
So how can you, okay, layman's question 101 here, how can you as a consumer check to make sure the VIN number is the true VIN number?
So there's a couple of things, and really to truly check properly, you want to take that to a trusted mechanic who can check, because a VIN number is stamped in multiple locations throughout a vehicle on many, many different parts. They know where to look, and investigators, obviously, we know where to look. But a couple things you can do. First of all, deal with reputable dealers, places that you know that are selling cars that are legitimate, at least you hope so. That's a good way to protect yourself, because if you are found to be in possession of a stolen vehicle, that vehicle is going to be taken away from you, and you really don't have any recourse. You're not getting your money back. It's going to be returned to its rightful owner. Now, whether charges are going to be laid against you is a different story. How would we determine that someone may be aware that that vehicle is stolen? If you bought a Land Rover for $10, we're going to assume you knew it was stolen. When a deal is too good to be true, it probably is, and the likelihood that you are ignoring the facts that it's probably a crooked deal puts you in a liability situation.
I would think, too, with car prices just going through the roof, like the average car price, I was reading a couple of days ago, is $66,000. Yeah. Average.
Yes. And, I made a joke the other day because I was driving.
No.
Very rarely do I make jokes. But I was driving a Mini and, somebody asked, what does it cost? I'm like, it's pretty cheap. It's $35,000. Like, I mean, that's not cheap.
And with this potential strike that's hitting some of the major automakers, used cars are going to be even tougher to get, Sean. Are you seeing that people are starting to get cars that are maybe 2012? Are they getting stolen as well?
Well, so I was saying earlier that there's no real safe car that you could buy to avoid theft, because we've got those bad folks who are stealing cars to resell. We also have them stealing cars to use to steal other cars or use in crime. So there's two different motivations. So there's no real car that you can truly take yourself out of the food chain for thieves. What you can do is make your vehicle less attractive to them. Obviously, criminals, generally lazy, they want to have that quick in and out, reduce their chance of getting caught. There's vehicles that are easier to steal, apparently. And putting things like physical barriers, like the good old 90s club, that makes a visual deterrent as well as something that will take more time and effort in order to steal your car. Those are great things. Maybe they'll choose your neighbor's car. And if they, and hopefully your neighbor also has a club or other technologies like what one of your guests is going to talk about.
Yeah, well, we've got Dale Robinson from AutoWatch. You may want to listen in, Sean, because he's got some cool technology and I saw how it works in his truck. It's very, very cool. So we're going to get to talking about that after the break. Sean, I want to thank you for joining us. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Steve Shuman, not Alan Gelman, because he's not allowed out of the house today. And
it's true. Hear the whip?
Sorry. I did hear that. Dale Robinson from AutoWatch Canada. Dale, when you dropped by the studio earlier this morning, you showed me how your technology works in your vehicle, and it's very cool. So this is something that you install in any vehicle. And it makes it extremely difficult for anyone to steal your vehicle.
Yes, I mean, you have a personal PIN code, same as your bank card. It's a simple system. You have to authenticate it using that code, and you can set it up. You don't tell anybody, that code.
And
factory buttons within the car.
Right, so the code is, it can be
4 to 20 pushes on different option buttons.
On different buttons. So it could be the steering wheel buttons, could be the radio buttons,
cruise
could
control,
be the cruise
windows.
Control.
Yeah. Every car is slightly different.
Yeah. But so it's not just hitting the numbers on your radio. It could be.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So the car virtually stays asleep until you authenticate with your PIN code, and then the car will come alive, accept that PIN, and then start. Otherwise, it will not start.
So if I am a consumer and I've just bought, Car X, and I'm worried about auto theft, how does Ghost work, which is the vision of, it's the part of AutoWatch, right?
Correct. Yeah. That's our product.
So here I am. Run through it. How does Ghost work? If you're bringing in a car, what do you guys do?
We install Ghost directly within the car. It's a tedious process. It can take up to 5 hours on some cars. Our system is integrated right in with factory options, factory software within the wiring harness or multiple locations within the vehicle. It's undetectable. It has no RF frequencies. So these RF frequency sniffers that they're using and picking up your key fob or, we're finding out now that we talked about this earlier, thieves are evolving as quick as anything. We had a gentleman's Cadillac stolen 2 weeks ago, It had a tracking system in it, and he was really worried, so he put five tiles in his car.
And that's what...
Five tracking tiles within his car,
right,
in every different location.
But he didn't have your stealth product.
No, he
installed.
Did not at that
yeah.
point.
Yes.
And they got his Cadillac, and they drove it away. And he thought, great, I can track the car. So he called the police. They tracked the car, and they tracked it to an open field in
Whoa.
Brampton.
Oh.
And there was no car there when the police got there. Guess what? They found the tiles on the ground.
No.
So the thief yeah. had a the thief had an RF sniffing tool, mm-hmm. and he sniffed out the fact that this thing had tracking tiles in it, and they just took the tracking tiles out and drove away.
So for those who aren't aware of it, I was one of them when we were in the green room. Leave it there, Brian. The tiles is like your Apple AirTags, right?
Correct.
Right. So
yeah,
you throw it in your car.
Yep.
So they took them out?
They took them out and left them.
Yeah, but there's I mean your phone can detect them as well. So
right.
it's pretty
yeah.
easy. So with stealth, your key fob still works the same.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And if a thief can detect the code that your key fob and your vehicle are communicating with, it really doesn't matter.
It makes no difference to us. Or to Ghost, I should say. The vehicle still stays completely dormant mm-hmm. until you verify and authenticate with your code.
So if a thief is able to get in the car, it doesn't matter again because they won't be able to start it.
Or drive it away.
Yeah.
Correct.
100%
correct.
And it absolutely, they cannot move the car.
They can tow it away, I guess.
Right.
I mean.
It's kind of difficult.
They'll find a way.
Yeah.
They will.
You know,
I mean, they'll take the wheels off.
But, the reality is they're not going to steal a vehicle like that because they can't figure out how to get it moving, and it's not valuable to them if it doesn't drive.
Correct.
You know what I found cool? If you're listening right, well, you are listening right now, obviously. Go to autowatchcanada.com. Pull it up on your phone or your laptop right now. And while Dale's talking with Brian, because Al's away, you can see how this thing works.
Correct.
So when people are saying, well, the cost is going to cost you a grand or whatever, a little bit more than that, and they go, well, that's a lot. But when you think about it, with the average car price, It's nothing.
Well, you already mentioned $66,000 average car price.
Yeah.
Yes, but a lot of what gets stolen in my neighborhood are high-end Lexus SUVs, a lot of Range Rovers, a lot of Land Rovers.
Yukons, Cadillacs are on a huge upswing
yep.
of theft.
You think it's because they're running out of F-150s or what?
Around the world, everybody wants a premium SUV, whether it's legitimate or otherwise. But, you know, this is the nature of it. And, you know, still in my neighborhood, Lexus SUVs are getting stolen all the time.
Still top of the
And
list.
You know, this is the thing. I mean, the last thing you want is to have your vehicle stolen, because that's just, I mean, for $1,000, that is worth all of the time for me, because
oh.
you know, the hassle involved in dealing with your car getting stolen and replacing it, like, forget it.
And even if you get it back, you've got to deal with insurance company, you've got to deal with the police, you got to deal with repairing any damages, you got to, you know what I mean? And then you've got a car that has a history now.
Now it's got a theft history
on it. Now what's the end value worth?
Yes.
So what when the law comes into this, because we were talking about, and if you don't want to talk about it, that's cool. But there are provinces have different laws if cars are stolen.
Absolutely.
So how different is our province, Port, is from other provinces? Like if your car is stolen and you're trying to file an insurance claim or a police report, is it that difficult in Ontario compared to other provinces?
Oh, I don't think it's any more difficult. I think our laws are a lot less
they're a little
strict.
Yeah, they're a little outdated.
They're outdated.
You can say suck. It's okay.
Yeah.
Can we say that on the
yeah,
air?
I think
okay.
we can get away with it.
I think outdated is appropriate.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
The legislation hasn't caught up with
my apologies.
With today.
You know, at the end of the day, dealing with insurance companies is never an easy.
No.
You end up in negotiations. You also got to keep in mind, we've had a few people that had cars stolen that have financing on these cars. Now they're dealing with the insurance company,
mm-hmm.
and they owe more than what the insurance company says it's worth. So therefore, that customer is now on the hook for the difference. If it's worth $60,000 and they owe $75,000, the $15,000 difference is their responsibility. Now, when their car's stolen, all of a sudden they've got another problem on their
And your insurance rates are going to go.
And your insurance rates. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it more and more. We're seeing, especially in the States right now, insurance premiums on certain vehicles are skyrocketing to the point where insurance companies are now canceling insurance because they're too high of a risk. We're starting to get notification of this coming in Ontario. They're mandating certain things be put in their car, whether it's a tagging device, tracking device.
Right.
They think it could prevent theft.
Oh, yes.
We have a gentleman that's on his third Range Rover. His insurance company has paid out over $300,000 on the first two.
Whoa.
Yep.
Now, you know, ultimately, it hurts the insurance company. So yes, they're gonna come through with this.
Of course they pass along the cost.
Oh, of course.
To customers who are insuring their vehicle. So of course
they're always profitable at the end of the year.
Of course, that's why premiums go up. But you're telling us earlier, Dale, that there are some insurance companies that like your product installed in some vehicles.
We were the original or one of the original immobilization systems that was approved by the IBC Insurance Board of Canada. We did a pilot project from 2005 to 2018 with the Manitoba Insurance, Public Insurance. Our product was mandated in cars in all of Manitoba. It was law.
Yeah, I lived there for
Therefore, great. Every car was equipped with our system with a 0% theft.
So
over
why,
13 years, 0%.
That's fantastic.
So why is it not happening here? Why is it not happening here?
It's coming.
Yeah?
It's coming on high-end cars. You can count on it.
Yeah.
You're going to want insurance. You're going to need, I'm not saying our product, but you're going to need, they're going to mandate or insist on, and they already are, certain products, a tracking device that has to be equipped in your car. And you're going to pay to have that installed in order not to have a premium insurance. We've heard as much as 30% increase in insurance. That's a huge
increase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have a gentleman, one of the first ghosts I installed is with a gentleman I work with every day in his new Range Rover. And about a month and a half ago, he got notification from the insurance company. You have to put this certain tracking device in your car. Otherwise, you're a 5 to 10% increase on your insurance.
Because they're paying up more. They don't want to pay up more, right?
And his argument was, I don't need a tracking device. I have an immobilization system in my car.
Ah.
Now, they tried to force this tracking device on him. And when push came to shove, they finally backed off because they do recognize our system, as most insurance companies do. So you put a ghost in your car. You want to contact your insurance company right away and see what kind of premium discounts.
That's interesting because, when we talk about tires all the time when David Poole is in from Triangle Tire, and you get, 5% discount on your insurance if you put winter tires on.
That's right.
So it makes sense, does it not, that the insurance companies would go down the line and say, listen, you're going to put in the ghost from AutoWatchCanada.com. See, it's pretty
nice work,
nice
Steve,
smooth, huh? Not bad for me. You would think. Do you see that coming down the pipe?
I do, and we are in constant talk with few of the big insurance companies as much as this week, and it's going to come, and it might not come on all cars, but it is going to come on some of the high theft Lexus, Range Rover, Ram.
That's why I have a Honda. You
know, yes, Ram. As
Ram
well.
Is very big. We're doing TRXs.
Oh, sure.
We have Raptor R's, the 707 horsepower Raptor R's. Yeah. We've done a few of. We have one coming in. We did a Cadillac Escalade Evolution for a very well-known gentleman in Ontario, and he's got a Raptor R. And now he wants one put in his Raptor R.
Yeah, and when you're spending $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 on a vehicle, $1,000-ish to install an immobilizer makes a lot of sense.
I can see it happening though if you're buying like I've got a basic Honda Accord, which I love, and Brian's
great
laughing
cars.
Now.
I'm not laughing.
Great
car. I know.
I love Hondas.
Yeah, I know.
Drives a Miata.
Yeah, but I can see that happening to mainstream purchases because that new one, a new Honda Accord Touring, is $52,000 now.
That's right.
That's a pretty penny. Yeah. So if you want more information, Dale's going to stay with us for the hour. By all means, go on to AutoWatchCanada.com. Look for the ghost. It will save you money and a lot of aggravation and stuff like that.
That's right. And lots of interesting stuff at AutoWatchCanada.com. Anyway, you're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back after the break.
$32 an hour.
for sure. I love live radio.
Live radio is the best.
Give me that red light's on.
You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. And joining us on the phone is Sandra Macedo from the Auto Loft. And Sandra, we've talked about the Auto Loft a little bit, but we're going to talk about an event that you've got coming up shortly. So thanks for joining us.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
So tell us a little bit about the Auto Loft. It's been a while since we've talked about it. You've got a very interesting business.
We do, and we love what we do. The Auto Loft, basically, we started off as car storage facility. We've been doing it coming on 11 years now. Unbelievable how time flies. And what we also do, which became part of the business, and now the biggest part of our business, is selling and installing garage storage lifts.
Yeah, I've got tons of friends that have lifts in their garage, and that's a service and a product that you guys provide now.
100%. We do it all, right from garage high lift conversion and in garage consultation and installation.
What I like about what you guys are doing, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that, guys. Forgive me, Sandra. It's Brian's effect on me. He just does it to me.
It's all good.
I know.
It's all good.
But Auto Loft, like more and more companies are, but you guys are leading away in a great event to raise money for hospitals around the area. So tell us a little bit more about the event that's coming up Saturday, September 30th. It's your charity, Cars and Coffee. What's that all about, and where's it taking place?
Excellent. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about this. This is a very dear and near to my heart charity event. We're supporting Holland Bloorview Kids Rehabilitation Hospital this year. Basically what it is, it's a great turnout, car show, DJ, food vendors, silent auction, 50-50 draw. All proceeds are going to this amazing charity. I picked this charity because I've got a niece that's had some health challenges very early on, and Holland Bloorview was integral in part of her recovery. So I wanted to make sure we were giving back. And that's part of our motto. I mean, the Auto Loft really believes in giving back to the community that supports us. So this is a way of saying, come on out, have a great time, check out all the cool cars, bid on some fun silent auction items, and just family fun time. We'll have some face painting there. We'll have, like I said, all kinds of fun food vendors, the whole nine yards. It'll be a really great show. I'm really excited about it.
Food and cars.
Yeah, well, it's a cars and coffee plus a whole lot more. I think that's a brilliant idea, Sandra. I'm going to do my best to make it as long as I'm in town.
You just want to go for the paint facing.
You
go.
Yeah, that's what I need, Steve.
So, well, be shave. No, you just paint around the shaving. Where is this taking place?
This is taking place at the Auto Loft facility at 19 Waterman Avenue, Unit 18. We're at Don Valley and Eglinton East in the Bermondsey area.
Okay.
And it starts at 11, runs till 3. 4 hours of lots of fun, and we brought this forward with the support of some amazing sponsors, Westland Insurance, Tuxedo Distributors, Foremost Fitness, Podium Electric, Luxury Shine, Union Hearing, and Emerald Wealth Management. So we're very grateful to have their support. Because of that, we're able to put this together and make a really wonderful community event that'll give back to a great cause.
And that's on the 30th of September, did I read?
September 30th, Saturday, September 30th, exactly 2 weeks from today. Mark your calendars, everybody.
And it's conveniently right after our show ends from 11 to 3. Perfect.
Look at that.
Isn't that convenient, Steve?
Well, maybe we should get Al, who's not working today.
Well, is Al going to be allowed to be on the show on the 30th?
I don't know.
He's not allowed today.
I know he's listening. He says, I'm very busy this weekend. We should get Al down. You can paint his face.
Yes, I like this idea.
Oh, that'd be great. Stick it on YouTube, and he can tell all his grandkids I was here. But it's
a
great cause.
I'll do the face painting personally instead of the professional, for fun.
It will give you a target.
I'm looking forward to it, Sandra, because I love cars and coffee, especially one-offs like yours, because there's going to be a lot of really cool cars there, and car people are the best people.
I think so, and just to let you know, we did have two of these charity events in the past. 5 years ago, we had our first one, which was our grand reopening, and then we had another one the following year, and then unfortunately, COVID came along and shut us down for a few years.
Yeah.
So. We're coming back, and we're expecting to do this annually.
We've had some people that have been writing in to, and of course, you can trust everything on Facebook, but they were writing in asking about what kind of cars that may be at your event on the 30th of September. You got an idea yet of who's coming in?
I do.
Okay.
I do. We've got everything from supercars to classic cars. We're going to have some very special Lamborghinis. We're going to have a 67 Shelby. We're going to have a really cool Mercedes SLS. I have a bunch of other cars that I've registered that I'd rather not mention and keep it kind of a surprise. I want to give it all away.
Good idea.
Yeah, well, that sounds like fun already. And the SLS Mercedes is one of my all-time favorites. Love that car.
Yours and mine both, actually.
The Shelby. I'd love to see one of those.
What's a Shelby?
She's a 1967 Mustang Shelby GT500. So it looks a lot like the Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, right.
That's a cool car.
Dream car.
Why are you
cool
looking
car.
At me so weird with the Shelby? You were trying to set me up, weren't you?
I was, Steve.
I can't say that.
You can't say bad words on the air.
No. But, you know, with classic cars, I mean, Dale, you can jump in for just a second here. Are people starting to look at putting, like, a Mobilize, the Ghost?
Yeah, our original system actually works on some of those cars.
Oh, very cool.
And we have a very methodical installer that does a lot. I believe it was a 67 Impala. He's just finished up putting a full system in.
Nice.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Nice. So people want to find out more information about your event on Saturday, September 30th. How can they find out more, Sandra?
They can check out our website at theautoloft.ca. They can also find us on social media. Instagram, which is The Auto Loft, and Facebook, same thing, The Auto Loft.
And the show itself is free, but it's there to raise money, so you're able to accept donations in various ways, right?
Correct. Completely free to attend. You want to register a car, go onto our website. You can go through Eventbrite, register your vehicle. All that money is going directly to charity.
That's great. And Michael, I'm sure, will be there. Is he going to do?
You better believe it. He'll be right by my side.
what's interesting to me, Sandra, is will people be able to see some of the lifts that you guys install?
Yes. So there's going to be tons of lifts on display, some of the newer models that we just installed. So it'll be a great way to showcase those as well.
Beautiful. Well, listen, we want to thank you for taking some time out. And we know it's always a busy, busy weekend. Say hi to Michael for us. And for everybody who's listening right now, maybe catching the last part of it, it's the charity Cars and Coffee put on by Auto Loft. And it's taking place Saturday, September 30th, 11 to 3. And we will get Alan down there. I want to face paint him. Like, just right on the
old. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Sandra, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back
paint
after the break.
Right there. Right on his schnoz.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Steve Scheinman and Dale Robinson from Auto Watch Canada. And no Al, because he's not allowed to be out of the house today.
Whipped.
Ooh, I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
Dale, my neighborhood especially, I live midtown Toronto, and people park their $100,000, $200,000 SUVs outside all the time, and that next door app my wife is on.
Yes.
People are talking about car thefts all the time. And I want to chime in, but I don't need another app. I just want to say, guys, there are ways to solve this problem.
Absolutely.
And prevent your car from being stolen.
Car theft is at an all-time high. And we, you know, the police forces, everybody's stressed, mm-hmm. strained, trying to make a difference. There's so much more people can do, just simple things even at their house. You know what I mean? Whether it's a club, whether it's a wheel lock, whether it's just hiding your keys in a Faraday bag. You know, there's things you can slow them down, let's say, and try and hopefully better lighting outside your house even. That sometimes helps. Now, if you're parking on the road, that doesn't really help.
No,
but
so, yeah, this is the thing. With my neighborhood, there's, you know, multi-million dollar houses, no garage space.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is an issue. So if you've got to park your vehicle outside and want an immobilizer like the Stealth, What does someone have to go through to make that happen? They ring you up and say, hey, this is...
Call me up. We'll discuss it all. You know, you can go on our website and see. I do free. I have people that want to see it, as I demonstrated to you. I've done a bunch of free demonstrations, show them how it works, discuss it, go over the numbers. We can arrange installs. We're busy, obviously, but we try our best to make time. Installation is a process. We ask to have the car for the day. It's anywhere from 3 to 5 to 6 hours. Mm-hmm. These cars are so have so much technology in them nowadays.
That's right. But that also helps when it comes to installing a product like Stealth, because once it's in there, the car's not going to go anywhere without the PIN code and the key.
The vehicle is immobilized.
I like the fact it's called Ghost because it's gone.
It's gone.
But, you know, you're talking about Midtown. I think it affects no matter where you're living.
Because where we are,
in downtown Toronto, or wherever you are, my son's north of the city, people will be parking their cars on the driveway now because, you know, the garage is full of wood that's getting stacked or there's just too much junk in there, hockey nets and stuff like that. And that's how cars get stolen,
too. And people are lazy.
Yeah.
They come home after a long day of work and shove it in the driveway real quick.
Yeah, I'm going in.
I like putting vehicles in garages.
You're a car guy.
My point is something like this. When this white stuff starts hitting the ground soon, it almost feels like it's never going to come.
Shh.
And then you see a commercial like I did last night going, oh, my God, it is coming here soon. Is that you're going to have to put your car in the garage. And not everybody has enough room. If they have two cars, one goes in the garage, the one's in the driveway. So whether it's, you know, a nice time of the year like now or wintertime, if your second car or just the car you have is going to be on the driveway exposed, the Ghost with AutoWatch Canada is perfect for it.
The best part of it is all factory options work. So remote start your car in the morning from sitting in your living room while having your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Let the car warm up and the car's still protected even though it's outside and running. Our system is one of the only systems that is integrated with the original factory key fob. No extra fob, no anything like that. Remote start it, go out to your car, open it up. Authenticate it with your PIN code and drive away in a nice warm car.
And so, for drivers of these vehicles, if this is your car, the Ghost is seamless. It's perfectly hidden.
It's the size of your pinky.
Yeah,
that's the system, and it's hidden in a way that it is. As I said before, it's undetectable.
Yep,
it emits no frequencies, no RF frequencies. Mm-hmm. Our installation. Part of the length of the process of the installation is the fact of how we install it. We're very methodical. We want it hidden. We want it undetectable. I mean, we go as far as all our installers are equipped with special tapes, not electrical tape, because the manufacturers don't use electrical tape. They use special cloth tapes now. My kit alone probably has 30 different rolls of different electrical. So Lexus might use something slightly different than Chrysler. And we integrate it right in there, and it's hidden. It's almost invisible.
If somebody actually gets that far into the car and sees it, it still looks like it's OEM.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, you would never know.
Right.
I try and make a quick story. I talk a lot, but I had a customer Lexus.
That's why you fit in great here. It'll be great.
That had a Lexus that went to the Lexus store. Ghost was installed. We installed Ghost in the vehicle. It was a brand new Lexus. Took it in for his very first service. Forgot to tell the service department that he had Ghost Immobilizer in it. So he left it, gave him the keys. They go out to start it. They couldn't start it. They played with it for a half an hour, a technician. And he's like, I can't start this car.
No.
And couldn't figure out why, because the car is perfect otherwise, right?
They call the customer and says, we're not sure what we did or what happened, but you have a big problem with your Lexus, won't start. He goes, oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you. You have to PIN code it. Gives him his PIN code, which he changed as soon as he picked his car up.
Sure.
And they went out, and the mechanic started it. He goes to pick his car up at the end of the day, and the service manager comes out and says, Mr. Jones, I understand you have this immobilization system in your car. Can you give us some detail on it? So he gave him my business card and said, call this guy.
Right.
And he said, our technician spent an hour after he did the first service looking.
Uh-huh.
And couldn't find it. Where's it hidden?
Brilliant.
And the customer's like, I don't know. Stealth Motorsports, AutoWatch, they don't even tell me where it's hidden.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I'm going to say, Dale, if a technician can't find it, then a thief can't find it. That's a Lexus technician. Exactly.
The other part of our system is, in that scenario, is it's very easy. It takes about 10 seconds, and we have all different parameters integrated in our system, and one is a service valet. So you go to the dealer, you put your service valet in, and you don't have to worry about giving your private PIN code.
Amazing.
That is fantastic.
Well, so go ahead.
I was going to say, if people need more information about Ghost, you go to autowatchcanada.com. Your phone number's probably on there as well, Dale?
Yep, there's, yep.
Perfect.
If not, you can call me direct.
What's your number?
289-440-0806.
Fantastic. Feels like a telethon. What's that number again?
289-440-0806.
It is, you know, we kid around a lot, but this is a big, big problem. And get it fixed if you're looking for buying a new car. Auto Watch Canada is great. Also thanking Sandra for coming on board with Auto Loft.
Sandra from the Auto Loft, and cool event on September 30th. So look out for that. We might even make an appearance. And, of course, got to thank PC Sean Shapiro for joining us on the show today.
And next week, we've got some surprises for you. Al will be back. That's one surprise. He's allowed. And that'll be great. So listen, Dale, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you back again. Bri, have a great weekend.
You too, Steve.
All right, everybody, have a great, safe weekend. And we'll talk to you right here on Dave's Corner Garage.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.